my. Where did you come from?
You've been at my house. I know. That's your wife.
Yeah.
This is your wife.
Julie Blevins and Ann Basden are loading the back of a pickup truck with glass for recycling. The pickup bed is full. Most of the items are alcohol containers sorted by color.
White wine bottles from her.
It's not all theirs, though, of course. It's a collection for the surrounding Albert Boulevard neighborhood, put on by the association they lead. This load is bound for the recycling facility in Posey County.
Like, they'll take, you can see they take the clear, the brown, the blue. So Posey County is nice enough that we can bring it to them. We just have to offload it and take it into their facility.
Why make the drive if glass is accepted every week in Evansville? Mary Allen is on the city council and with Zero Waste Evansville.
We do not have a way to process and receive and recycle glass. So technically it is still in the contract. So Republic, we have to say that they accept glass because contractually they're obligated to, but about 50 tons, 40 to 50 tons of glass is sent through the recycle facility to the landfill currently each month.
This isn't news to many city waste customers. In 2012, Allen says the city switched to single stream recycling, which is convenient. However,
with single stream recycling, we need a lot more infrastructure at our recycle facility to be able to properly process glass to where it's a marketable material and not too contaminated, which is why we need a separate bunker for drop off.
And that is what is happening. Starting August 2nd, for the first time in 11 years, there will be a way to actually recycle glass. Vandenberg County residents can drop all colors of glass into the bin at Tri-State Resource Recovery, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Labels are okay, but it should be clean with no lid. This isn't a city program, it's a partnership with Tri-State Resource Recovery and Recycle Services. All the glass will be sold to Knopf Industries in Shelbyville to make fiberglass insulation, says Jim Ritchie with Recycle Services.
The material that we're able to collect at a drop-off location like what they're starting up in Evansville is able to stay in state after it's processed, and they'll find its finished product made here in the state of Indiana.
This is kind of a rare and even fledgling program. Mary Allen says there's no guarantee for success. There's a lot they don't know. The price of glass fluctuates and transportation is expensive. It's also expensive for Tri-State Resource Recovery to handle glass in the recycling bin as it is.
They have to pay to have it hauled off to the landfill. So if we can divert the glass from the recycle bin and deliver it to our recycle facility, that's best case scenario. Otherwise, throw it in your trash.
You heard that correctly. It's better to throw glass away if you can't bring it to the facility. Still, Allen is really hoping the community will make the effort.
I think people are used to just putting their glass into their single stream recycle bin at home. And so this is going to take some effort. They're going to have to haul their glass down to the recycle center and drop it off.
Ritchie says this is an important project because Indiana, as a state, is behind with recycling infrastructure.
We need to do a better job of recycling. Indianapolis recycles, Fort Wayne recycles, but Evansville does not. So this is a very important project.
There will be an informational event about the program at 9 a.m. at Tri-State Resource Recovery on Friday, July 26th. For WNIN News, I'm Tim Jagalow.